Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, away we go. The final hour of the show is right here on ESPN Upstate. It is the Rod Brown Show. I am Rob Brown. My co-host and executive producer, Diesel, is back in the network studio pushing the buttons and switching all the switches. Great to be with you on a Tuesday afternoon. Developing story from ESPN right now. Big Ten presidents are meeting today to discuss the 2020 football season. ESPN is reporting that there are two options that appear to be to have the most momentum behind them right this second. The first option is a consideration to push back the start of the football season to September 26th. The second option on the table is to postpone the season altogether until the potential of playing it in the spring. Now, we've talked quite a bit about the potential for spring ball here on the show. Doesn't look great. I think you would lose a lot of players. I mean, if you're a guy who is a junior and you have decided to come back one more year because you're, let's say, a mid-round guy, and you think that if you come back and really bust it this year, that you might potentially find your way into the upper rounds of the NFL draft, do you risk it? Do you risk playing that year so close to the NFL draft, potentially injuring yourself and taking yourself out of the draft altogether? There's a lot of other variables that go into that as well. But again, as we said, spring football better than no football, even if it's not the best version of college football. A lot of stuff to talk about in this hour of the show. That included 844-GSP. ESPN is the phone number. That's 844-477-3776. You can also shoot us a text. Our text, of course, is 71307, 71307. Start your text with ESPN. Got a text in during the break. We talked a little bit about, Trevor Lawrence, Dabo Swinney, and how those guys had really kind of stepped out as leaders amongst their peer groups during this pandemic. And this text came in just shortly after we talked about it. Quote, ESPN, Trevor and Dabo's efforts right now are quite literally trying to stick to sports and play. That's why people don't mind them being outspoken. Not saying y'all should stick to sports, but that seems to me to be what they're doing. Oh, I get that. Completely understand. Trevor Lawrence, Dabo Swinney right now, and all the others. I mean, we heard Scott Satterfield of Louisville. We'll hear from him here in just a second doing the same thing. We've heard plenty of other players around NCAA ball that have been speaking out. And yes, they are speaking out from the perspective of what can we do or say to try to salvage this season? No doubt about it. And I don't have an issue with that. And oh, that wasn't the point that I was making. And that's why I kind of leaned in at the end there to what was going on a couple of months ago regarding the Black Lives Matter social justice protests that were taking place around Clemson and the fact that those guys, that coach, that player were leaders in that movement as well. I was really more making an overarching point, but I totally understand where you're coming from. And I think you are correct in that aspect. So thank you for the text. And again, you can text as well by shooting us a text to 71307, 71307. That is the number to get in touch with us. Start your text with ESPN and hit that old send button when it is ready. You can also call us at 844-GSP, ESPN, 844-477-3776. But also breaking news, and this is going to be bigger news than anybody than anything else that we have talked about on the show today here in the final hour. Diesel is going to be thrilled about this news. We don't know what it means yet, but Diesel, Nickelback, has put out an ominous tweet with a GIF, GIF of a bunch of stars that fades down into a fog and then shows a car heading towards a city skyscape that is on fire with the date 8/14 on the bottom of it. Diesel, Nickelback is up to something. I know that that excites you greatly.
Nickelback is going to light a city on fire and drive a car into it. Yes! I mean, if we're taking all of this literally, that's what's going to happen. Either that or maybe they're playing a show in a hot zone.
I mean, first off, we're doing a pretty good job lighting the worlds on fire on our own. Okay? So I don't think we need much help in that direction. We're doing a pretty good job of that all together right now. But that being said, yeah, I know, Diesel, that your two favorite bands, Nickelback and Smash Mouth, both big things going on in the world of music right now. So I just want to congratulate you for the sensory overload you're going through right now.
I am so stoked. Not going to lie.
Ladies and gentlemen, stop the world. Nickelback. By the way, up to something.
It is a GIF, and Nickelback is not that bad. There's always one or two good songs on every record. Isn't that really all you can expect from a band anymore?
Counter argument, it's GIF, and Nickelback is not good.
We're not going through this again, the GIF or GIF thing.
No, we're not, because
we've already established that it's GIF.
There's a guy on bar. Here's a segue. There's a guy on Bar Rescue right now, Diesel, and he's an Irish bartender who's working at an Irish bar to help Taffer put this bar back together. And they put, you know, they put his name up. They always do the little intro of the guys who are working with Taffer on Bar Rescue, and they did his intro, and they put up his name, and it's G E R R Y, which is of course Gary, except for he goes my name is Jerry. And I'm like, no, it's Gary. And I had about a minute-long argument with the TV about
no,
how his name.
Your name is not what you think it is.
No.
It's something else.
It's clear. If a guy walked up to you with the name G-A-R-Y and he said his name was Jerry, you'd be like, all right, man, this is a really bad Parks and Rec spoof knockoff that you're doing in real life, right? It's Gary. It's Gary with a G. Gary. G-E-R-O-Y is Gary. It's a weird spelling of Gary, I'll give you that, but it's Gary. Damn it, Gary. Let's see. According to the text line, ESPN, Nickelback is kicking off a virtual world tour beginning Friday.
So you mean not a world tour? They're just playing shows from their own basements?
Yeah, they're just putting up really fancy Zoom virtual backgrounds and playing terrible songs in front of them. Hey, guys, we're in Paris. Here's that other song of ours that you don't like that sounds exactly like all the other songs of ours.
What are they going to do? Limit it to just IP addresses in a certain area? Say, okay, now we're playing Berlin. Tonight, we're in New York. What are they, Santa Claus? They can get from one place to the next in an ungodly amount of time?
How do you do a virtual world tour? By the way, the best rivalry going on Twitter right this second, Diesel, is there's a discussion going on about giving two detonators each linked to an explosive that will blow you up. Which one are you taking, Nickelback or Mr. Baby Peanut? Twitter's weird, and I love it. I love it. 844-477-3776, 844-GSP-ESPN. Somebody just tweeted, knock it off, Nickelback. 2020 has been difficult enough. All right, let's see. ESPN, 71307, start your text with ESPN. At ESPN, it's GIF, and that's final. You know how I know that it's final? Because you spelled it with a J. You had to change how it's spelled in order to make your point. That's how I know you're wrong. If it was GIF, you'd spell it the way that you just spelled it to send it to me. If you have to change the way you spell it to make it sound correct, then it's not that way. It's GIF. Okay? It's GIF. And second, because people are very tuned into Nickelback, at ESPN, they will be playing pay-per-view from each city. So, like, they're going to go to the city and then
what?
So, are there fans in attendance? Because if there's fans in attendance, then just do a tour, right?
So, they're going to fly somewhere, set up, play in front of no one, like, in reality, and probably online as well. But they're only going to let people who live in a certain area pay-per-view watch it.
I just love that you're taking digs at your own favorite band. That's fantastic. Diesel, who is, of course, if you did not know this, the president of the Upstate Nickelback fan club, taking shots at Nickelback. I love it. I'm here for it. So, yeah, I don't understand. So, like, are they going to go to Paris and play a show like in a famous Parisian concert venue, but without any fans, as if that makes a difference to the 24 people who are going to be watching from home? I don't understand. I don't. At ESPN, Baby Nut and Nickelback both are making comebacks that won't be near as good as the original, which wasn't that good to begin with. Boiled peanuts are way better than dry peanuts. Boom. Roasted. Texter, you and I have never agreed with anything more than we agree right now. Boiled peanuts, infinitely better than dry peanuts. Diesel, are you wrong in this too?
You are just wrong in every facet today.
You like dry peanuts better than boiled peanuts.
Dry roasted peanuts are so much better than boiled peanuts.
Oh, no. Diesel, I've moved past GIF versus JIF. But now you have just created a new monster. I did not know you could find a way to be more wrong about something, but you have done it. All right, put it up on the Twitter poll. Boiled peanuts, dry peanuts, which is better? We all know that the correct answer is boiled peanuts. If you'd like to get specific.
Now, are you lumping all types of boiled peanuts and all types of dried peanuts together?
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we have to, right? We only get four Twitter options. I mean, I am a Cajun boiled peanut guy, right? Like, I like my sinuses to be cleared after I'm done eating my boiled peanuts, or goobers, as they were called when I was growing up. I have no idea how anybody would eat a dry, flaky peanut in a world in which delectable, delicious, savory boiled peanuts exist. It doesn't make sense to me, Diesel.
Yeah, sorry, I'm putting it up on the poll.
That's what
I'm
I
doing
thought.
The job.
No, it's
leave
fine.
Me alone.
It's fine. I'm right, and you know it. Text on 71307 at ESPN. Peanuts boiled in moonshine are amazing. Ooh, I have not had that before, Texter.
To be fair, I've never driven down a back road somewhere and seen a sign that says dry roasted pea-nuts. It's always boiled pea-nuts.
Uh-huh.
And if the people who make them can't spell it, just like the people who made the format of GIF call it a GIF, then they don't know what they're doing. Pea-nuts.
I'm sorry.
You're two letters away. You ran out of space on that sheet of plywood you're using to advertise your wares.
That sheet of plywood.
Pea-nuts. You never see dry roasted pea-nuts. It's always boiled peanuts. Those are peanuts.
Where does the best food come from?
Be careful when I say
that. Where does
I gotta be careful when I say it that way. Peanuts.
Where does the best food come from?
Poor folk, really. All the best foods in the world come from poor folk, and then somebody in New York City hears about it and they have to fancy it up.
New York City?
I can't take a jar of salsa out of the refrigerator without saying New York City.
New York City. The best food comes from country folk in the backwoods who've been doing it the same way for years. And those are the people who gave the world the gift of delicious boiled peanuts. You know they're right because they're right about every other kind of food. Last X ESPN, we got all three differences of opinion in one segment. GIF versus JIF, peanuts and Nickelback. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the
hot, trifecta.
Hard-hitting action you only get right here on The Rob Brown Show. Let's take a break. When we come back in just a minute, we have a lengthy debate about which type of boiled peanuts are better, Spanish reds or whites. That's coming up next on The Rob Brown Show. This is ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Lonzo has chimed in, Diesel, on the boiled versus crispy peanut debate.
Wait, don't add words that are not involved. Nobody ever calls them crispy peanuts.
They're crispy peanuts. And I'm only doing that to offset Zoe's take. He said, quote, "How can anyone vote for soggy peanuts? Might as well eat elementary school paste." So, oh man, ladies and gentlemen, go to our twitter.com/ESPN Upstate at ESPN Upstate on Twitter and vote boiled peanuts or crispy peanuts that cut your mouth. Which one is better? One of them is savory, delectable, and delicious. The other is
our
just a
boiled
peanut.
Peanuts.
It's just a peanut. It's just a peanut. Go there and vote and basically prove to me the world is worth saving, okay? Don't let me down here, people. Boiled peanuts is the correct answer. Don't break my heart. Don't break my heart, all right? Please, I'm begging you, don't break my heart. All right. 844-477-3776, 844-GSP-ESPN is the number. Certainly would love to hear from you on a Tuesday afternoon. Still waiting on the results from college football. The Pac-12 and Big Ten are both having meetings today, and those meetings are being discussed about whether or not to delay the season or to postpone the season indefinitely or to just cancel the season outright Those votes are expected today. Again, the big question here, obviously, is going to be whether or not we have football at all. Now, we know that the ACC and the SEC have both thrown out that they are still on the course, still on pace to play football. That is interesting to me, okay? That is interesting to me because, primarily, I didn't see it coming. And the reason why is I think you find yourself in an interesting situation. If, for instance, because now it looks like the Pac-12 is likely to be the conference that pulls the plug on the 2020 season. If the Pac-12, and I explained it this way to somebody earlier today, if the Pac-12 pulls their season, right? The Pac-12 says we're no go. If the Pac-12 pulls their season, and let's use the ACC as an example. The ACC says, no, we're going to give this thing a run. If the Pac-12 pulls their season and they do not play, and the ACC does play, and something bad happens, there is a breakout. 2, 3, 4 plus players end up contracting COVID-19 and lose their ability to play football moving forward. Something bad happens. At that point, the ACC is really going to look bad, right? The ACC is at that point going to look really bad. But if the Pac-12 pulls their season, if the ACC plays and nothing happens in the ACC and they successfully pull off the season without any outbreaks, without any long-term damage to any players, the Pac-12 will then have to answer the question. But see, the Pac-12 will be able to say, look, as far as we were concerned, we had this data, we had this information, we had all this on the table in front of us that led us to believe that the best decision for us was to cancel. And I don't think the hammer comes down on the Pac-12 at that point. Whereas if the opposite happens, the Pac-12 cancels, the ACC plays, and there are dramatic consequences within the ACC, then the ACC will have the hammer come down on them. So, for the conferences, they may lean towards erring on the side of caution. I suspect that is what the Big 12 is looking at doing. If the reports coming out right now that they are voting in the two options with the most momentum are delay the season until the end of September or to just postpone it indefinitely until spring or to cancel it outright, they are likely going to err on the side of caution because at this point, if these players are unwilling to sign waivers of liability against the conferences, then all of that potential falls on them and they will have to answer for it at that point. And that's going to be a big old fat question mark that will be hovering over the decision that they have to make moving forward. We'll address that later on in the program. We've also got Twitter trending topics coming up to end the show. My name is Rob Brown. My man Diesel is my co-host and executive producer back in the network studio. You, my friend, are listening to the Rob Brown Show right here on ESPN Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The Rob Brown Show is on ESPN Upstate. I am Rob. My man Diesel's back on the network studio. 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776 is the number. You can also text us at 71307. Start your text with ESPN so it filters through to us. If you got something a little more long format, shoot me an email, robbrown@espnupstate.com. robbrown@espnupstate.com. Those are all different ways for you to get in touch with us on the program today. Late night sports tonight, baby. We got the MLS's back tournament finals this evening. Orlando versus Portland will take place. The Timbers and the Lions will get it on this evening. This is a really interesting matchup because you've got one team that is not supposed to be there, right? The Orlando Lions, Orlando City, not supposed to be there. That is not a team that was, I mean, they were a long shot. They were like plus 1,700 or something to make their way into the finals of this tournament. Now I'm wishing I would have put a dollar down on them, but phenomenal matchup, man. It's you've got a team in Portland that look to have the edge in attacking quality. I mean, they've racked up goals very well, but Nani for Orlando has been a magnet, towards the back of the net routinely over the last couple of matches that they've played. He had a couple of big ones in their win over Minnesota United. And Minnesota United in the semifinals, Minnesota United, arguably the best defensive team right now in all of MLS. So for Orlando City, not just to come up with two goals, but to come up with three, they forced Minnesota late in that matchup to pull their keeper to try to go level late in the game and force PKs. And then Nani was able to find a breakaway there. Some phenomenal backfield work to push the ball into the attacking third. And look, Orlando found the net very simply at the end of that match. Both of these teams have had to come through a penalty shootout. Remember, Orlando in the quarters knocked off LAFC. LAFC was a huge favorite. They were like a two-goal favorite over Orlando City. Orlando was down into stoppage time and then came up with a huge header inside of the final stoppage time to force PKs. And then Nani, who has had his words back and forth with LAFC, has, I mean, there has been a fun little rivalry. And by the way, Diesel, I've got somebody telling me they've tried to get on. Stathakis is trying to get in on the phone lines, and he's saying that it's, I guess, I don't know if it's not ringing or what. But we'll see if we can get him on real quick. Anyway, it's a huge matchup. It's going to be a very interesting matchup. You've got a very, very good attacking front out of Portland, but you've got a team with all the momentum in the world in Orlando City. You've got a team in Orlando that has seemed to adapt their attack to whatever defense they're against. They played a much more methodical, probing offense against Minnesota, against LAFC, which has a much more fluid back four. Orlando was just relentlessly attacking the net and was able to keep them to the forefront. Love this matchup. I like Orlando. But I think this one's going to PKs to wrap up. Remember, in the MLS is back tournament, you will have stoppage time and straight to PKs. No additional stoppage time. So I like Orlando and PKs. I think this thing is probably level at one, maybe two. At the end of regulation, we'll hit PKs. And Orlando has looked nothing but confident in their PKs when they have stepped up to take them the couple of games that they've had to find them. I like Orlando City, but barely. Barely. This is a toss-up match to me, so I'll keep an eye on that. 844-477-3776. Let's get my man, Mr. Stathakis, in here before we head to our break. Michael, great to have you on the program, buddy. Good to talk to you on air for, I believe, the first time.
I think you're right. So, Yeah, I should have called yesterday when y'all had me more fired up. But I slept and thought about it. So, I mean, college football not coming back is more due to litigation and fear of lawsuits long term than anything else. But we have everybody blaming other people for their behavior for not coming back. And it's upsetting because it's pitting people against people. So, like, where would you say most of the leagues that have actually closed, like for real, where is that mostly happens, would you say?
The leagues that have closed shop.
Like football conferences that have closed, like I said, we're not going to play. Where is it?
The Mountain West has done it so far.
Ivy League.
Yeah, the MAC has done it.
Point is, not the South. So, like, the reason we'll be having football is because of the behavior of, like, when people go to the beaches, that's why you're not going to have football. When people need to get back to work, this is why we're not going to have football. Like, we're the ones that are going to have football because we got back to work and because we got back to normal quicker. But, yeah, anytime somebody does something, as if their behavior has been perfect the whole time and they've, you know, done everything right, pointing the finger and saying, you're the reason we're not having football, when we're the precise reason why there will be football and it will be here.
So I understand where you're coming from. And you and I have had this discussion both on Twitter and face-to-face in the past, because I know you're coming from the standpoint of, in order for life to go back to normal, we have to go back to normal. And I get that. You're right. I do agree with you on your foundational point, which is that fear of litigation is the predominant fear in all of this, right? Because what happens if... And I'm just going to throw this out, but what happens if a kid, I got Ed Orgeron on my TV right now. What happens if a kid at LSU contracts COVID, spreads it to the team, and one of those guys dies, right? Like, the biggest fear is, just like everything else in college football, 100% comes down to money. I agree with you entirely. But to me, it's a numbers game, right? To me, it's a numbers game. How do you prevent that from happening? The way you prevent that from happening is by having the fewest number of cases in the safest possible environment. So, I will acknowledge to you, Mike, I've met you in a restaurant for a beer since all this has been going on. But when I got out of my car, I put on my mask. I walked into the table. I didn't take off my mask till I was seated. I sat at that table. If I got up from the table, I put it back on, etc. I think that is what I'm trying to get conference football programs to understand. I'm not saying don't play. I don't want them to not play. What I am saying is that in playing, you have to create the safest possible environment to limit the number of cases that happen. Football programs going into a bubble is basically them putting on a mask and only sitting at their table when they go out. I'm not trying to be a hypocrite, and I hope I'm not coming across that way.
No, I just see, you know, I see a lot of people every day, and just the finger pointing when people don't know why some are doing better than others and that some countries do better than others, but there's so much finger pointing and people at each other on something they can't control, and they're mad they can't control it. But it seems to me to be the pattern of, and what we've heard ever since April, the people that got back to normal first are the ones that are probably going to be have football. And they're the ones that were told that were ruining it for the rest of them. And I think it's all been backwards, because it seems like the North got over it faster, but they're also the ones not doing this in the most.
Yeah, no, and you're not wrong. And Mike, I appreciate the phone call, man. Great to have you on the air. We got to run to the hard break here in just a second. I get what you're saying, and you and I agree at a fundamental level and then split apart a little bit deeper in the discussion, right? Yes. Look, you look at places like New Zealand, who I think just had their first reported case in like 100 days, and that is because they hammered down on the mask mandate, the social distancing mandate. They hammered down on that, so they got done with it. They're over it. They're almost going back to life as normal. In the South, we didn't have that. In fact, we still have people going out without masks, without social distancing. And the point that I am making, the way that I view it, is the more cases you have, the more unlikely it is that we can go back to normal as we want to, right? Yes, if we had one case in the country in the last 100 days like New Zealand, this wouldn't be a discussion we're having right now, but we don't. We have tens of thousands of cases. We have enough people dead to fill the big house and then fill it again half and then cram another 10,000 people in there. Yes, that's the point. I agree with you. Yes, we need to play football. I'm all for it. I'm all good with it. But the point is, until you have a way to mitigate the spread to the minimal levels, right, then these things are reality and the liability kicks in. I've been saying that for months. And once the liability kicks in, that's where your problem comes in. So you and I agree on a foundational level. We just split apart a little further down the line. But I, of course, as always, appreciate Michael and his contributions to the show. Let's take our break. When we come back, Diesel will guide us through what you're talking about around the upstate as we talk about Twitter trending topics coming up next on the Rob Brown Show. This is ESPN Upstate.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
So, before we get to Twitter trending topics, I would like to thank the individual who wrote in just a minute ago and said that neither boiled peanuts nor regular peanuts are the correct answer. I would like to thank you because at PrinceJ523, because you have taken two show hosts that just mere minutes ago were at each other's necks about how wrong they were, and you have united us. You have brought us together in our equal passion in saying that at PrinceJ523, you're wrong, because whether they're soggy or whether they're crispy, peanuts are fantastic. Diesel and I, we may be brothers on the boiled v. crispy front, but we are comrades when it comes to the greatness of peanuts.
Wow. Wow. You're such a thunder thief. You just stole my thunder. I gave you that joke.
I thought you
in the break. No. I was going to tell that joke. That was my joke, and you stole it and just gave it on the air.
You said you were going to pause it, and I thought that meant you wanted me to say it.
I was going
to
pause it because there's breaking news. The Big Ten is canceling fall football season. The league will attempt to play in the spring. Boom.
That's so secondary. Thunder
stolen. Stole your thunder.
Fine, we'll call it
even. Two can play at this game.
Yes, indeed. Diesel is correct. We forsake Twitter trending topics today because of the breaking news. The Big Ten has pulled the plug on fall football season. All we have right now is that the Big Ten, according to ESPN, the Big Ten Conference has decided to cancel fall sports, including football, according to ESPN's Mark Schlabaugh. Sources tell Schlabaugh that the conference is expected to officially announce the decision just after we go off the air today. So that announcement should be made during Offsides with Lonzo and Mark Ryan coming up very shortly. But no Big Ten football this year for 2020. That is our breaking news. And Diesel, after 2 hours and 56 minutes of having a good time, laughing at how bad Nickelback is, discussing why boiled peanuts are the superior peanuts, once again igniting the GIF v. GIF war, after 2 hours and 56 minutes of having a good time, Diesel, I am sad again.
Well, you know, the thing is, I've heard some rumors of programs that want to go rogue and just go play as independents for 1 year. Yeah. Ohio State being one of them. I think Nebraska was another one, potentially.
Yep, you're exactly right. Scott Frost. In fact, I had, let me see if I can pull that audio. I had it for you, and I ended up not getting to it. Here's what Scott Frost, head coach of Nebraska, had to say.
Happens. Our university is committed to playing no matter what, no matter what that looks like and how that looks. We want to play no matter who it is or where it is, so we'll see how all those chips fall. We certainly hope it's in the Big Ten. If it isn't, I think we're prepared to look for other options.
So Nebraska's head coach Scott Frost says if the Big Ten does not play, which now the Big Ten has put out the announcement, well, not officially announced it, but it is being reported now by Mark Schlabaugh that the Big Ten will put the kibosh on fall sports this year. Scott Frost says Nebraska will play anyway. I got to tell you, Diesel, that's really, if you would have asked me 3 weeks ago, if conference balls canceled, could we see teams, as you said, go rogue and just build their own football season, I'd have said no way. But here's a high-profile coach saying just that. This is really interesting all of a sudden.
Yeah, is this the year Nebraska goes back to the Big 12 where they belong? Because they don't make any sense in the Big 10.
You know, I haven't even thought about, like, conference realignment and whether this could lead to conferences deciding to go in a different direction. But, damn, this is interesting, right? What if Nebraska decides they want to play? Now, first and foremost, who are they going to play, right? There's no Big Ten schools available. The Big 12 is playing conference only. The SEC is playing conference only. The ACC is playing conference only plus one. So could we see the ACC decide to go ahead and partner off and let but even still, now Nebraska plays. I mean, could Nebraska end up playing a full ACC slate by basically taking 12 out of conference games? On top of that, does the ACC want to do that? Right? Does the ACC want to? I mean, Florida State was rumored to be in discussions with Samford as their plus one game. Right? Not Florida. Nobody. Just Samford is the discussion that they might go in. If that turns out to be the case, y'all, this is going to get wild. I got to tell you, I am going to be continuing to listen because I am very interested to hear what Zoe and Mark Ryan have to say coming up next. Stay tuned for that as the Big Ten announces they are postponing fall football. Coverage of that coming up with Mark Ryan next on the Offsides. My name is Rob Brown for Diesel. Thanks for listening to the Rob Brown Show. We're back tomorrow to do it all over again. This is ESPN Upstate. Later.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.